The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we are going to be talking this week about money. One of my favorite topics, actually, which I know is not the case for most people or everybody. And truly, what would it take to change that? I really would love to see money be something that people felt was actually a contribution to their lives and that made their lives greater. And that was actually also a possibility. Money seems to be one of those things that is one of the biggest thing, like impossibilities that we've decided in our lives for so many people. And I'm so grateful for the tools of Access Consciousness and everything that I have created and like everything that I've received from these tools and everything that I've been able to create with them that really have actually allowed it to be so much more of a gift in my world. And I love watching people actually create money. It makes me really excited and happy. It just feels like one of those places where people get stuck. And what if that just really did not have to be the case? So what would it take to change that today? So the topic of today's show is someday I'll be rich and everything that brings up. Someday I'll be rich. So how many of you have had that thought? Have had that musing, have had that promise to yourself, have had, or even just sort of run your life based on the idea that in the future there is a large amount of money coming your way, or that you will create, or that, or even maybe not a large amount of money, but there will be a different space with money, a different possibility with money, a different reality with money in your world. And as the title says, everything that brings up and everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod shirts, boys and beyonds. That, if you don't know what the hell I just said, that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which is basically like a delete button for all of the unconsciousness and the anti-consciousness and the stuck points of view and the limiting beliefs and all of that stuff that we hold in place. Some of them, a lot of them, we don't even know about. We don't know what they are. But that actually stop us from having a different reality in our worlds. So someday I'll be rich and everything that brings up is really what I wanted to do with this show is actually really clear some of that stuff. And talk about a relatively new-ish sort of development or awareness in Access Consciousness, which is that of unfulfilled promises. And when I heard about this, I was like, oh my gosh, this explains so much. Like with in regards to everything, in regards to our bodies, in regards to money, in regards to business, in regards to change or things that we, you know, say we would like to do someday. It's that whole someday thing that really sticks us. And I think a lot of times we sort of misidentify and misapply our visions of the future, our awareness of what's possible with the future, with the fantasy and the unfulfilled promise that quote unquote someday is for a lot of people. So everything, everywhere that you've destroyed the possibilities for your future based on the someday that you've decided will appear that never will appear, when you destroy it and create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. So unfulfilled promises, basically those are the promises that we make that they are yet unfulfilled. And as a result, we actually have to keep them as unfulfilled promises, which is doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but it's an energetic reality. It's a solidification of a future that we have decided we cannot have. So everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And one of the things that happens with unfulfilled promises, and so if we look at this with money, and you really can apply this to any area of your life, like this is a really big one with bodies too. People have a lot of unfulfilled promises with their bodies, is that whole thing of someday I'll be rich. Like at some point, this is going to change. Someday I'm going to have the money. You know, that day when I win the lottery, you know, whether you think you're going to win the lottery or a lot, there's that, like, the fantasy and the insanity of the future that includes money that doesn't actually, it's not really about the choices that you're making now and the questions that you're asking now and what you're willing to create now that will actually bring that to fruition. It's more this, like, sort of empty promise of, yeah, that'll happen someday. And for a lot of people, there's also this sense of like, but I'm not actually willing to change anything. It's like, I'm not actually willing to, like I had a conversation today with somebody who was like super uncomfortable, had just had a lot of big change and really didn't want to be like, was dynamically fighting the discomfort. And it was like, you know what? When you have a big ask in your world for big change, guess what? It is not, most likely not going to be comfortable. And I was saying, you know, if you're asking for big change, like say you're asking for a big change with your money flows and your financial reality, you're going to have to make choices that you haven't been willing to make before. You're going to have to ask questions that you haven't asked before. You're going to have to be willing to be things that you haven't been willing to be before and create things that you haven't been willing to create before. And that is what creates a different future. That's what creates a different reality with money, with anything, is actually doing and being something different than we've been before. Because if we continue to be the same thing and do the same thing and choose, you know, relatively the same things, like you may not be choosing the same thing, but it might be that there's an energy there of like, this is the general kind of vibe, you know, of what I tend to choose, then you'll stay in that comfort zone of what you're willing to create, which also has you stay in the comfort zone of what you actually can receive and what you're actually willing to be. So everything that is, and everywhere you've dynamically eliminated your money flows from your world based on everything that you are unwilling to be, do, have, create, and generate differently and different, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So when we have unfulfilled promises with money, it is this space of like, it's the space of, okay, so I'm making myself this promise, except it doesn't get fulfilled. Like, and so many of us actually are so, have an urgency in our world. Like we have this sense of like, you know, we like to create things fast. And that's part of the brilliance of how you function. If that's part of how you roll, it really is part of the brilliance of you. And yet, you know, we make it such a wrongness. And so there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to go into around that too. But basically, when you ask to create something big, you know, like a big change in your financial situation, the universe actually has to rearrange itself and your life and the lives of others and, you know, the points of view of others as well to create that as a reality. Like, you're not an isolated island of creation, right? And so the universe will actually have to rearrange a lot of things in order for that to become a reality. And the good news is that ask and you shall receive is absolutely a possibility. It is a law of the universe, and it is a possibility in your world if you're willing to have that. So many of us, just have the total belief that it could never possibly be how things work. It's like, no way, ask and you shall receive. Like, that's too easy and all of that. So everything that is, everywhere you've decided that the only way for you to have money and have a different reality with money is through work, effort, suffering, and struggle, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, battle, name, puck, punch, shirts, wizards. That's a big one. That is a really big one with money, is like the value of hard-earned money, right? The unfulfilled promise of hard-earned money. Like, someday I'm going to work hard enough and long enough and like intensely enough, and I'm going to torture myself enough that someday I'm going to be rewarded for all of this hard work that I've done, and the money will be there, and then I get to check out for the rest of my life. So everything that is, everywhere that you have committed to you with the unfulfilled promises and the promises that aren't even actually relevant to you in regards to money, wealth, and abundance, will you destroy and create all of that? Right, wrong, good, battle, name, puck, pad, shirts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. So when we make an unfulfilled promise, it's actually this, it's like it becomes this thing that you actually have to maintain. And one of the ways that we maintain the unfulfilled promises is actually by keeping whatever it is that we've promised that we'll have someday out in the future. So it's like, if I continue to put this money that I've decided that I'm going to have in the future, it will always be in the future, because you're never in the future. You're here right now, except, you know, when you really start to play with what is possible for creating the future is actually now. But that's a story for another time. But so many of us have this linear, logical, and time-bound point of view about the future. And so we our point of view creates our reality. So we have this sense of like that time is actually real, and that it is a reality, and that there is a future that is not here, but that is there, that we have to, like, there's a lot of confusion about what future is, actually, and misidentification and misapplication of that. And a lot of times, we'll put the money out there, and then in order to maintain that promise that we've made, we have to continue to decay the future that we decay our future by not creating the money, not receiving the money, not. So all of the unfulfilled promises that you have put beyond arm's length into your future in regards to money, wealth, and abundance, will you now destroy and uncreate all of that and pull the money that you know is possible for you into your world and receive it now? Oh, thank you. Everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. So what if the creation of money was a really different thing? What if it was actually a very, very different space? And what if the creation of money was about stepping it, like I was saying in the beginning, like stepping into a space of being and a space of creation and a space of receiving and a space of being willing to actually have what you have not had before, like, and be what you have not been before, be what you've do what you've la 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 la, easy for me to say. you've probably, if you've listened to my show, I've mentioned this quote every once in a while, that if you want what you've never had, do what you've never done. And I always add, be who you've never been. And want is a funny word anyway. But if you desire what you've never had, if you would like to have what you've never had, you've got to, as I was saying in the beginning, you've got to choose something different. You've got to be something different and do something different. And what if the creation of money was actually about asking different questions, making different choices, like being different energies, being energies that make you uncomfortable, having a level of chaos in your world that you've never been willing to have before, letting go of things that you're not willing to let go of, like all of these things that actually, like right here, right now, are a choice to dynamically expand and open up a space of creation in regards to money and receiving and everything that you're creating. And what if that was actually the a really incredibly generative and creative energy with money? And everything that doesn't allow you to have that as your reality, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shorts, boys and mouths. And everything you've decided that the future is, that it isn't, and everywhere that you've hidden and placed money, wealth, and riches in your future so that you are sure that you will never, ever be able to have it. Wowza! Will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Wow. And everything you've done to hide it from you. Whew. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. So what if that was actually, what if there was a really different possibility and a really different reality available to you with all of that? And there's so much more. I could talk about money for days. And we're actually at our first break. So we are going to pause for a moment. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about these unfulfilled promises, and also more about how to go beyond them. What else can you do? What other tools can you use to actually go beyond and create beyond the unfulfilled promises so that money actually does become a reality and a possibility in your world with ease? So this is Heather Nichols. You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hey guys, psst, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking today about unfulfilled promises in regards to money, unfulfilled promises of money. And if you're just joining us, basically, this is everywhere that we have told ourselves that someday I'll have money, someday in the future, in the future, in the future, in the future, in the future. And what you do is you basically set up these promises for yourself that have to remain unfulfilled based on, you know, and they might even be, they might be unfulfilled promises to you, to yourself. They might be from other lifetimes. They might also be unfulfilled promises with people in your life. Like someday I'll create money for you, or someday I'll actually never create money for me so that it don't make you uncomfortable. All these really interesting energies. And we have to then a lot of it is very energetic. It's not like you set, and you know, maybe you have, but it's rare that it's like you've actually said to somebody, I promise that I'll never create more money than you. But we do that. We do that with our families. We do that with people in our lives, like this promise to not outcreate each other, to not go beyond, so that you stay assimilated into the rules and the codes and the regulations and the order of this reality, or you don't lose people in your life, or you don't lose things in your life. Because if you are really going to receive the amount of money that you may have promised yourself that you would receive someday, you would actually have to be so different. You know, particularly if like, say you have a big promise and a big ask for a huge amount of money to come into your world and a big financial change, you will actually be so different. You will have to be in order to create that. You tend to create very similar energies based on what you're willing to be now. So if you look at a big change that you've created in your life, and just look at, like, is that actually, like, okay, so get the energy of a big change that you've created. Maybe it's you moved across the country, or you have a different relationship, or you got out of a relationship, or you, like, chose something different in your business or with your body or whatever. Are you at all the same person that you were before that change occurred? Probably not. Probably not. And so this is actually, so when you're, you know, I mean, to me, this has always sort of been like the great news. It's like, oh, to change my life, I just have to change me. Like, I just have to be more. Basically, like, if I would like to change something, really, the only solution, which isn't actually a solution, but the only, like, different choice is, like, just being more and receiving more. And then there's new choices that become available. And so often we're not willing to be that vastly different. We're not willing to make our families uncomfortable, you know, our loved ones, et cetera, or to lose people that we've decided we must have in our worlds. So everything that is, and all the unfulfilled promises and the oaths and the vows and the commitments and the marriages that you've made with people throughout time, space, dimensions, realities, lifetimes, to always be the same and to never outcreate and to never go beyond everything they are, everything you are, and everything you've decided you have to be. Will you please now destroy and uncreate all of that and everywhere you've locked up your financial possibilities as a result? It's a doozy, right? Wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shirts, busy man. It's so fun tapping into people in the future. When I record these, I'm pre-recording this show. I will be in Rome, actually, when this show goes live. So, yeah. So what else is possible truly beyond that? And one of the big unfulfilled promises that, like, one of the big sort of energies behind the unfulfilled promises that we have with money is that we will have a level of peace and ease with money at some point. Now, for a lot of people don't actually ask for peace and ease with money. They ask for a certain amount of money that, where they sort of have decided that would be the amount of money where if they had it would give them peace and ease. So it's a really interesting way that we start, we go into computation with what we're trying to change, what we would like to change. It's like we decide what is going to give us that space, and then that's what we do, rather than being curious and going, I wonder what's going to change this. I wonder what could change this. And so with peace and ease with money, it actually is an unfulfilled promise in this reality, which is interesting, because we don't, like, how many people do you know that actually have peace and ease with money? Probably none to five, if you're lucky, right? I know people who are multi-millionaires who do not have peace and ease with money. I know a lot of people who have a lot of money who don't have peace and ease with money. And then certainly, you know, people that don't have money that don't have peace and ease with money and everything in between. So if what you are truly asking for is peace and ease with this whole money thing, perhaps you start asking for that. The beauty of that is that when you have peace and ease with money, you don't actually, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Like, you get to, and that's the thing, is that I think a lot of people have this unfulfilled promise that someday I'm going to have so much money that it's not going to matter. Like, I'll never have a bill or an expense that will, you know, like, knock me down, you know, or diminish my joy. And I'll always be able to do whatever I want and choose whatever I want. But the thing is that you actually have that available to you as a choice now, no matter what amount of money you have in your bank or in your, under your mattress or wherever you keep it, you know? So everything that brings up, and everywhere you're like, what the hell is going on here? We can destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shirts, boys, and mans. Yeah. Peace and ease with money is a choice. It is a space. It is available to you. And the thing that just really just drives me somewhat crazy, or just doesn't drive me crazy, but it's a bummer in my world, is how much people abuse themselves and each other and the earth based on money, based on the extreme lack of peace and ease with money. And truly, what if we have simply not ever been taught or learned, or like never perceived the possibility that that alone, that space, that energy, that consciousness is actually a choice that is not dependent upon the amount of money that you have. And it actually is also a space where you can create a lot more money. So if you have peace and you have ease with money, guess what is going to show up a lot more in your world? Money. And part of that is also, like, we talk about, you know, like, would money like to come to your party? Money doesn't have a point of view. Money is an energy. There's a consciousness to it. It doesn't have a point of view. Okay. And so, but we do, we have a lot of points of view about money, a lot, and a lot more than that, and a lot, and a lot, and a lot. So everything that is, can we destroy it and create that? And ever you've abused yourself as a result of those points of view, whew, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys and mans. Yeah. Now, what would it be like if you actually just started to choose that? Like, if you actually were willing to step into what you might actually know about money, and out of everything that this reality has told you is a necessity or in a truth and a, like, unfulfilled promise with money, and that is that you have to have oodles of it in order to have peace and ease, except, I mean, you know, there's some very wealthy people in charge of the world right now. I wouldn't say they've got peace and ease anywhere in their universe at all. So, and what a lot of us have done is actually have unfulfilled promises of actually, like, we have promises of having money and also never having money, because we don't ever, ever, ever. So all the unfulfilled promises you have of never, ever, ever, ever being that evil that keep you from actually having the money that you've decided you would, that you've decided would make you evil. Will you destroy and create all of that? Wow. Phew. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So what is possible truly beyond that? And when you have that space, it's like there is like you, it's like this, you become unshakable, like unwavering in your honoring of you. Like there's an intimacy with you that the choice for peace and ease in your life and with money is there's an intimacy with you that it sort of invites you to, and that it cultivates and that you cultivate and that you have to be and expand into, in order to have that. And it's like truly, what if you could just be really curious about how much more money you could create without the need and the necessity, which is a lot of times tied into these unfulfilled promises, without the need and the necessity, because need and necessity always pushes things away. And what if you could actually really have, like, just because you've chosen it, have your reality with money and with ease. And everything that doesn't allow you to go beyond, choose beyond, be beyond the codes of assimilation of this reality in regards to money and the effort, work, suffering, and struggle that is required to have it, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So, okay, so one of the things that it keeps us from this space is actually there's this reality that a lot of us have where we will actually never have enough. And so many of us make that extraordinarily wrong. Like the fact that I will never have enough money is something, it's a problem that I actually need to solve. So there's this unfulfilled promise of enough money that is not attainable and never will be attainable, because you actually are somebody who always, always desires more. And so it then becomes this problem that is actually your being, the problem of your being that you've decided you need to solve. And boy, talk about a lack of peace and ease. Like, you're not going to actually have peace and ease if you've decided that your very being and your desire for more and your like constant seeking for more and the space of never enough is something that you need to handle. And if you've decided that it's something that money, like having a certain amount of money will handle, you will constantly be eliminating you for money rather than actually really just having it and having you and having all of it. So I want to actually give you a clearing that you can use. It's an access consciousness clearing that you can use that allows you, that really is such a dynamic clearing with money. And I've been running it for months. I love it. I hated it for a long time. I'm actually into the phase now of starting to love it. but it is, what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have never enough money and always too much to spend? And everything that doesn't allow that and everything that brings up times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyond. So the thing about that is that never enough money and always too much to spend is like, I remember for the longest time, I was like, why the hell would I ask for never enough money? That's just dumb. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I want to have enough money. But it is this acknowledgement and this recognition that if you like get that as the greatness of you, that you'll never have enough money, because, you know, the more you create, the more you have, the more you will choose, the more you will play with, the more you will create, the more you will desire, the more you will ask for. What if that is not a problem to be solved? What if that is the generative and creative capacities and brilliance of you? What if that's part of what you know about the more that is possible way beyond this reality? And I know, like, there have been certain amounts of money per month that I've had the promises, you know, to myself that I would create. And actually a lot of them I have. But there's always been this sense of like, once I'm making that much money, it's going to be so awesome, you know? And then I get there and it's like, wow, it's actually like, I still don't have peace and ease with money. Like, interesting. I decided that this amount of money would give me peace and ease with it. It hasn't. Like, my business is bigger. I have more expenses. I have more people to pay. I have I'm choosing to travel more. And now my body hates flying economy class. So now I need to fly business class. Like, it just keeps going. Cause if you're willing to choose more and create more, you're going to be choosing more and creating more. And there's not an amount of money that's ever going to be enough. However, if you ask also for always too much money to spend, you're asking for the greatness of you. You're asking for, hey, it's never going to be enough. That's cool. I'd like to have that as my reality. I'd like to substantiate and expand and like allow that to grow as my reality. That's never enough. And the brilliance of that, I would also like to always have way, 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 way more money that I could possibly spend. And so everything that doesn't allow that, everything that doesn't allow you to have that, be that, receive that, will you just join and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pog, pod, shorts, boys and meons. That is a doozy of a clearing. I got to tell you, I resisted it for years. And I started running it in the fall. And so it's now March. So 6 months, I've been running it for 6 months. You can just put it on a loop. You can do voice loop, the app or whatever. Just find a way to just record it and then play it over and over. Voice loop, I believe, is just an iPhone app, but there's other things you can do, other apps and stuff. And I started running it and it just brought up so much stuff, but it allowed me to really clear all the stuff that it brought up. And then actually step into a really different space with, okay, cool. Like, the game on. Like, if never enough is my reality, then like, let's keep going. Let's keep going, keep going, keep going. Now there's one energy that brings up, that there's another clearing that I've been running that addresses part of some of what might cause our resistance to even asking for never enough money. And I'm going to be a total tease and I'm going to make you wait until after the break to give you that one. So there you go. So this is Heather Nichols and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality. And we will be back with more, because there's never enough ever in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Hey guys, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Someday I'll Be Rich and everything that brings up. Talking about all of those unfulfilled promises of having money, of having lots of money, of having enough money at some point. And I was giving a clearing before the break on never enough and always too much. So let's run that again. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have never enough money and always too much to spend? And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pot, shorts, both bands. And those are, that's a clearing actually from, I don't know who originated it, but I would imagine Gary Douglas or Dane here from Access Consciousness, which is where all of this amazing stuff comes from. And so grateful for those guys and everything that they've created and been and contributed in my world and in the world. Wow. Talk about a totally different reality with everything. So speaking of those two brilliant creators, so I was running that process of never enough and always too much. And I was just, I just kept going like, why would I ask for never enough? I don't want to ask for never enough. It seems like against my grain to ask for never enough money. And then this other clearing came out at the foundation class that they did. They rewrite the Access Consciousness Foundation class once or twice a year. And they ran it. I'm pretty sure it was just for me. they might have pulled it out of my head. No. They ran it at the foundation class in October. And here it is. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real? About the order of never enough always being a lessening of you that keeps you from having too much money to spend. And everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, but then. So the order, like the locking into the order of this reality, the order of this reality is never enough means that you are inherently wrong, inherently greedy, inherently selfish, inherently fill in the blank, right? All those times as a kid where you were like told, hey, can't you just be grateful for what you have, blah, 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 right? Never enough, never enough, never enough is actually part of the brilliance of you. And so what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of never enough always being a lessening of you rather than an acknowledgement of the greatness of you that keeps you from having to always too much money to spend, always way more money than you can spend. And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, wise men. So I dare you to put those two clearings on a loop. I've been running them together. It's really cool, really, really cool to see what's been showing up in my world. And part of it is too, like the acknowledgement, like, cause I, you know, even with like, I'm always playing and creating more and just asking for more. And I love asking for more money and playing with creating more money. And I'm asking for amounts of money that I previously thought was an impossibility in my world. And it's interesting to see sometimes the way that all of that change shows up is by things seeming to go away. Like even, you know, having months where it's like, wow, there isn't as much money as there was or has been, or, you know, my expenses are now greater because I'm choosing more with my business or whatever. And so another really great question when you're in the wonky space of like, ah, my money flows or whatever, is actually to ask, is this the change I've been asking for? Because sometimes, as I was talking before, like the universe does really need to rearrange itself on your behalf, on behalf of the requests that you're making, and in order to actually create that as your reality. And sometimes that involves like you getting to a point where you're just so done with whatever it is that you've been doing or being or receiving or what's been showing up in your world that you're really willing to make a change, or needing to let things go or let people go or let things sort of fall out of, you know, whether it's your life or your business. The willingness to lose, the willingness to let go is a huge piece of what allows us to create anything, and money included. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the unfulfilled promises of the maintenance of your life that keeps you spinning the wheels and never out creating you, and everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pockpot shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. Cause when you are more committed to the people in your life that might actually diminish your, what you can create, or diminish like what you're willing to choose, they don't diminish it. You choose to diminish your life, your reality, as a for the people in your life, so you don't lose them or whatever. That actually you will get to, like, in a way, like an amount of money that you're not actually willing to create beyond, or more than, or whatever. And so that's really something to look at, is like, if you're really making a demand for that whole someday I'll have money, someday I'll be rich, to actually be your reality, not an unfulfilled promise, but a sense of like, not even, and taking someday, let's take that word out of the mix, right? What would it be like to be money now? What would it be like to actually be money now? And to actually have a space of receiving and a space of being and a curiosity and a play and a peace and ease with money now. And the irony of it is that all of that, like, that is a choice. All of those energies are a choice, and they will expand the amount of money that is in your world. So everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And if you have the point of view that once you have the money, you'll be able to relax, you'll be able to have fun, you'll be able to have joy, you'll be able to have peace, you'll be able to have ease, you'll be able to whatever, to have that money that you've put in your future someday, somehow, somewhere, that's a whole lot of unfulfilled promises that you will never actualize, and based on your points of view. And if you have the point of view and you're willing to choose the being, the receiving, the communion with the earth, the space of possibility, like the space and the joy and the tenacity and the potency, because it's not all like rainbows and unicorns either. Sometimes you have to be willing to be a badass to create money. Like, a lot of times, if you're asking to create an amount of money really beyond this reality, you're gonna have to be something that people don't fucking understand, comprehend, perhaps don't even like. They might vilify you, they might hate you, they might adore you, they might put you on a pedestal, they might knock you down. There's a lot of projections that get thrown at you when you create a lot of money. And you have to actually be willing to have that. And the choice for the space of the peace and ease with it is a huge part of what actually allows you to create that. And a lot, like, it's like you won't even really make the choice, no matter what. You won't make the choice to actually have a reality beyond your current financial reality, if you're not willing to have, you know, whatever shows up. Like, if you're not willing to be whatever you need to be to have that. So everything that doesn't allow you to be everything, choose everything, create, generate everything, that you would like to be, that you would like to create, that you would like to choose, that you would like to generate. Will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, only, and pug, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. And so what if you could have a space of peace and ease with the never enough money? The never enough money that you've decided is the wrongness of you, is a lessening of you. What if you could have like, hey, I actually am never going to have enough, so I'm just going to keep asking for more. And everybody decided that that means you're a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad, greedy guts when you destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. Because that's a big one. Like the judgment, there's so much judgment around money in this reality. And people judge you for, well, people actually really judge you for having it in a big way. And they get confused. Like, I know there's a lot of people in my world that are like confused. Like they don't understand how I have created what I've created, because it's not actually understandable. Like it's actually quite undefinable. The way that I create and what I choose and what I be, it's quite undefinable. And everybody's looking from a point of view of definition and conclusion and computation. And I know I'm just getting started. So if you're not willing to be something that's confusing to people, that's triggering, that, you know, brings up their judgments, that, you know, makes them whatever, maybe they want your money. Maybe they think you're like so awful because you have it, you know? And a lot of people have decided that it's like pious and valuable to actually not have money, because then it proves that you're willing to make the ultimate sacrifice of this reality to prove that you're a good person. Let's just pull that one out in the last 3 minutes of the show. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, battle name, puck, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. Wow. That one is like running. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about maintaining the promise of the perfection of being that keeps you from the chaos of always having too much money to spend and never having enough, and always having peace and ease with money? And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about defending against being evil, greedy, terrible, and awful that keeps you eliminating money from your life at every turn? And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of the unfulfilled promises of someday I'll be rich that keeps you maintaining the reason and justification for your being and eliminating the joy and the chaos of everything, of being everything that you actually be? I don't even know what that is. Everything that is times the godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, only a puck, puck, shorts, boys. I love how we're just like just getting into the meaty stuff as we close here. So I'm actually doing a one-off telecall in a couple days on this topic, unfulfilled promises of money. And you can come on and ask me questions, and we can run clearings, and we could look at what's going on in your world with money and in regards to all this. So any questions that this has brought up, we can look at that. And it is going to be March 29th. It's 9 o'clock Denver time, so 8 a.m. Pacific, and I'll be in Italy. So in the, I think, evening in Italy or late afternoon. Unfulfilled promises of money. It's a $45 call, so pretty darn cheap, and a lot of bang for your buck. And that's going to be March 29th. You can join that call at heathernichols.com/moneypromises, money promises, and everything that is Pock and Pod. So come and join us. Let's dive more into this conversation. There's so much more. And I know by then, like that's actually more than a week away from the time I'm recording this show. I'm going to be at the facilitators class for Access Consciousness in Rome. And I have a feeling I'll have a lot more to say about this topic because that's just sort of how I operate. Is there's always more. There's always more because never enough is actually no longer a wrongness of me. Thank goodness for that clearing. Thank you, Gary Douglas. Thank you, Dane here. Thank you, Simone Millicis, who dared me to run it. Yeah. And I wonder where else we can go. This is a topic that I love to play with. And to me, there's just no end to the amount of money that we can create, the amount of change we can create, the amount of joy and possibility that we can create, the amount of consciousness that we can create. It's a full-on, like, game-on kind of a deal for me. And the fun of it is, for me, is that it all goes together. So come play, heathernichols.com/moneypromises. $45 call on the unfulfilled promises of money. And whenever you do, don't have any fun with these clearings. That's all for now, guys. Have a great week, and we'll be back next week with more. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.